I'd like to welcome you back to Old Aftaf and Practice Series. One of the unfortunate realities that the coronavirus lockdown brought was that we were unable to congregate, we were unable to gather together. Unfortunately, we weren't able to go to shuls, we weren't able to learn in Beis Medrash, but not only that, we weren't able to attend levayas, we weren't able to comfort our friends, our loved ones, when they had relatives that passed away, we weren't able to show up to shiva houses. And therefore, many of us, I know I did multiple times during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, I had to make shiva calls, I had to call people on the phone in order to comfort them, in order to be Menachem Avel. Ramosha, in the Tshuva Narachayim Chelek Dalet Simen Mem, discusses whether one is in fact Yotze the mitzvah of Nichma Velum when making a phone call. Perhaps you would have to show up in person. Perhaps you have to show up to a shiva house in order to fulfill the mitzvah of nichem aveilum, of consoling a mourner. So points out Ramosha that there are really two parts. There are two dimensions of nichem aveilum. On one hand, you're consoling the mourner. You're being menachem, the actual avel. And for that, says Ramosha, yes, calling on the phone is also a key of that mitzvah. Now, it may be best to show up in person. That's the most effective way of consoling someone. But if you're unable to do that, by calling on the phone, you're able to satisfy the mitzvah, you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of nichem aveilum as well. However, points out Ramosha from a Gemara in today's Daf Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Beis, the bottom line of Kufnun Beis and Al of the Gemara, says, Amrav Yehuda meis she'ein lo menachemin. As Rashi explains, if there's someone who passes away and he doesn't have anyone that's mourning for him, he doesn't have any relatives that's sitting shiva. Holchin yud b'nei adam, you gather 10 people, the Yoshvim bimkomo, and you sit in their place. You sit in place of the Avel. You have 10 people that take the place of the Avel. And points out Ramosha, what do you see from this Gemara? There are no mourners. Who are you consoling? It must be that not only are you supposed to console the mourner, but you're supposed to console the deceased as well. Now, obviously, that needs to be explained. But at the end of the day, Ramosha says there are really two dimensions of Nichem Velim: for the Avel, for the mourner, and for the deceased. And therefore, while you may be able to console the mourner by calling him on the phone, unless you show up in person, you're not going to be consoling the deceased. And therefore, says Ramosha, yes, you have a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nichem Avelim by calling, but it's best to show up in person in order to fulfill both dimensions of Nichem Avelim. Now, it's interesting, because during the lockdown, people weren't able to show up. So obviously, you do whatever you're able to do and you make that phone call. But perhaps you should be showing up as well, but where would you be showing up? So if you look in Rashi, where are these 10 people sitting? Bimkomo, Rashi says, Bimakom Shemes Sham. So if you, depends where you put the comma, there are really two ways to understand that. Either the place where the deceased is, Bimakom Shemes Sham, the place where the deceased is, which would be a cemetery, and people should be showing up to cemeteries. But I think the more correct reading of Rashi is B'makom Shemes Sham, the place where the neshama departed, the place where the soul departed, the place which the person passed away, which typically would be in a hospital, which would make it very difficult for this to be done.